Okay, think about the websites you visit every day, your go-to news site, maybe a blog, just doing a quick search online. What if those places, the familiar ones, were secretly working against you, part of some huge fraud scheme, and you wouldn't even have a clue?
It's kind of chilling when you put it like that. And the scale of this hidden operation is what's truly staggering. Cybersecurity experts, they recently uncovered this massive ad fraud network. They called it Scallywag, kind of a fitting name, actually. And it was exploiting something super common, WordPress websites.
Scallywag. Yeah, it does sound a bit piratey, doesn't it? And
Right.
well, in a way, it kind of was. The Satori Threat Intelligence and Research Team at Human, they were the ones who really blew the whistle on this. And the numbers, you won't believe them. At its peak, like early 2024, this thing was pumping out 1.4 billion fraudulent ad requests every single day. Just let that sink in for a second. Billion.
Yeah, 1.4 billion. I mean, for you listening, that huge number means the whole online ad market was being seriously messed with. It could skew data, cost legitimate businesses real money. It just shows how big and, frankly, how lucrative these hidden threats can become.
Exactly. And that's really why we're diving deep into this today. Our mission, is to try and understand how Scallywag actually managed to pull this off, this massive scale, what the real impact is, and what we can learn from it, to protect ourselves better online. And just to be clear, everything we're talking about, it comes straight from the findings of those cybersecurity experts at Human.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. How did Scallywag actually work? Because it wasn't like the obvious kind of ad fraud you sometimes see, right? On like dodgy websites.
No, that's right. What made Scallywag so effective and honestly so hard to spot was its use of something called interstitial pages. Think of them like sneaky little loading screens. They pop up, but only for a moment. Right. Okay. So like imagine you're on a site listing places to watch movies, maybe not totally legit sources, but the kind people use. You click a link expecting a video, but instead, boom, you land briefly on one of these ordinary looking pages. What's actually going on there?
Yeah, this is where the trickery comes in. These interstitial pages, they might look blank or harmless for just a split second, right? But behind the scenes, they were actually gateways, jam-packed with hidden ads, malicious redirects, all triggered if you came from one of those piracy sites. Now, here's the really clever bit. If you just typed the address of one of these interstitial pages straight into your browser, nothing. You wouldn't see anything suspicious at all. And that's precisely how it slipped past a lot of the standard fraud detection methods.
Ah, okay. So it's like a secret back door only unlocked if you came through the wrong entrance. And you said it wasn't just one big group running this whole thing. There was this idea of a piracy as a service model. What's that about?
Yes, exactly. And this is a really concerning trend we're seeing more of. The sort of masterminds behind Scallywag, they weren't just doing the fraud themselves. No, they were basically selling access. Selling customized WordPress extensions. Those little add-ons that make WordPress so flexible. Selling these malicious versions to other cyber criminals all over the world.
Wait, so they built the malicious tools and then sold them, like a ready-made fraud kit. That just sounds like it would pour fuel on the fire. And I think I read something even worse. There were tutorials showing people how to use this stuff.
Precisely. The barrier to entry for running this kind of, pretty sophisticated ad fraud, it was being lowered a lot. You had tutorial videos popping up on places like YouTube, even in like underground forums, literally showing people step by step, install this, modify that, deploy the malicious plugin. It's like DIY cybercrime, which helps explain that massive scale we saw with Scallywag. It just spread.
Wow. A criminal franchise model. That's, yeah. And to make tracking even harder, they used unique redirect paths. What does that mean for someone trying to, catch them?
Okay, think of it like this. Imagine a burglar who never, ever uses the same escape route twice, always a different window, a different alley. By constantly generating slightly different ways for the fake traffic to flow across the internet, they made it incredibly difficult for security systems. Those systems look for patterns, right? But the patterns kept changing. It was like trying to catch water flowing through this constantly shifting network of pipes. Really tough.
So not just one path to the fraud, but this morphing web of connections.
Right.
And then there were these clever redirection tactics, specifically using something called open redirectors. Can you break that down a bit? What's an open redirector?
Yeah, sure. So imagine a big trusted website, right? Maybe a news site or a social media platform. Let's say it has a feature that's supposed to send you to another page on their own site, like clicking a profile link or something. But if that feature isn't properly secured, an attacker can exploit it. They can make that trusted website redirect you anywhere they want. And in Scallywag's case, anywhere meant a page crammed with their fraudulent ads.
Ah, I see. So for the advertisers looking at their logs, trying to see where the clicks came from, it would look like the traffic originated from that legitimate, trusted website like Google or Facebook or whatever.
Exactly that. It makes the traffic look totally legitimate, even valuable.
That's really sneaky. It's like putting on a security guard's uniform to walk right past the checkpoint.
Precisely. By masking the true origin, the dodgy source, the scallywag operators could fool advertisers and bypass the fraud detection systems that rely on checking where traffic comes from. This tactic was absolutely key to their success and why they stayed hidden for so long.
Wow. Okay. So 1.4 billion fake requests a day, traffic in disguise, a whole network of people using these DIY kits. It paints a pretty disturbing picture. Let's talk impact. What did all of this actually do? That kind of volume, it has to have serious consequences for the online world, right?
Oh, absolutely. Serious consequences. That sheer volume, 1.4 billion fraudulent requests every single day, it caused this massive ripple effect right through the digital advertising ecosystem. When you flood the market with that much artificial activity, it just throws everything off, all the metrics, you know, makes it hard to tell what's real and what's fake.
And for the companies actually paying for those ads, what was the direct hit for them? Just wasted money or?
Oh, well, yes. Huge amounts of wasted ad spend, for sure. The financial losses were enormous, no doubt. But it's actually much more damaging than just that. This kind of widespread fraud, it erodes trust in the whole system. If businesses feel like they can't be confident their ads are actually being seen by real potential customers, they get hesitant, right? They might pull back on spending. And that has knock-on effects for everyone relying on that ad revenue, publishers, websites, you name it. Plus, you know, finding Scallywag inevitably led to much more scrutiny. People started asking harder questions about WordPress plugin security, and rightly so.
Yeah, it's like discovering a massive leak in the plumbing of the internet's economy. It makes everyone nervous. So, okay, what was the response? We know the Satori team at Humanin were key in uncovering it. What did they actually do to stop it, or try to stop it?
Right. So the team at Human, they did this really deep dive investigation. They painstakingly pieced together all the, you know, the intricate moving parts of Scallywag. Their main countermeasure was to implement real-time ad fraud protection systems, systems specifically designed to spot and block this particular type of sneaky activity.
Yeah.
And crucially, using their defense platform, they managed to neutralize over 95% of the fraudulent traffic coming from Scallywag.
95%. Wow, that's huge. So they pretty much shut down the whole operation then.
Well, they delivered a massive blow, no question. Seriously disrupted it. However, it's important to remember, the people behind these kinds of operations, they're often very persistent and adaptable. They keep changing things, rotating their website domains, tweaking their tactics, trying to stay one step ahead. It's, you know, a constant game of cat and mouse and cybersecurity.
Yeah, never really ends, does it? Okay, so pulling back a bit, what are the big lessons here for us from this whole Scallywag mess? What should we really take away?
I think the Scallywag discovery really hammers home several critical points for pretty much everyone online, really. First, it's just a stark reminder. Ad fraud is getting way more sophisticated, and it's operating at a truly massive scale. We saw that with the numbers. Second, it really underscores how popular platforms like WordPress are such attractive targets for cybercriminals. Just because of their huge user base, the potential reach is enormous.
That makes total sense. WordPress powers, what, like 40% of the web or something crazy? So compromising it gives attackers this incredibly wide net. And it sounds like the standard security stuff just wasn't cutting it here.
Exactly. The method Scallywag used those hidden interstitial pages, manipulating the redirects they were specifically designed to sneak past traditional checks. Which leads to, I think, the most crucial takeaway. Proactive cybersecurity is essential now. Especially solutions driven by AI, by artificial intelligence. They're just better equipped to spot these new shifting threats that don't follow the old rule books. For businesses, even individuals running sites, it's becoming less of a nice to have and more of a necessity.
Okay, right. Proactive AI-driven defense. So we know what happened, the impact. What can people actually do? Businesses, maybe even folks running their own WordPress blogs. How do they protect themselves better from threats like Scallywag in the future? The information we looked at mentioned a company, Technugian, as an example. What kind of practical steps should people be considering?
Yeah, looking at the kind of services offered by security firms like Technugian gives us a good roadmap. First off, implementing ad fraud detection tools that use AI, as we just mentioned. That's a really important first step. Those systems are just better at spotting the subtle, changing tactics of sophisticated operations like Scallywag.
Got it. AI is a key weapon. What else? Yeah. If you're running a WordPress site, what should be top gun?
For anyone using WordPress, keeping a very close eye on their plugins is absolutely essential. Since Scallywag exploited weaknesses there, right? It's vital to have a solid process, making sure all plugins are secure, keeping them updated with the latest security patches, like immediately. Also, investing in regular cybersecurity assessments. Think of it like a health checkup for your website. It helps find vulnerabilities before attackers do.
Regular checkups for your site's security. I like that analogy. And the info mentions some specific services. Can you give a couple of examples? What might someone look for?
Sure. Things like comprehensive WordPress security audits. A good provider, like Technionis has mentioned, would offer these to find and fix those vulnerable plugins, basically locking the potential entry points. Yeah. Also, services offering real-time monitoring and threat intelligence, often called SIEM as a service. That means someone is constantly watching for suspicious activity and can react fast. It's incredibly valuable.
Real-time detection seems vital, yeah, given how fast these things move. Any other advice, thinking back to how Scallywag operated?
Well, thinking about that, piracy is a service model. It highlights the need to think about security more broadly now. Securing your whole digital supply chain, not just your own little corner of the web, is getting more important. It's complex, but necessary. And look, realistically, even with the best defenses, breaches can still happen. So having a plan ready before something goes wrong, an incident response plan, that's crucial to minimize damage and downtime. Oh, and one more thing, often overlooked, employee training. Basic security awareness for the whole team can prevent simple mistakes that might open the door to attackers. Human error is still a big factor.
Right, so it's really a multi-layered approach then. Smart tech like AI, constant vigilance with updates and audits, securing the wider ecosystem, having a recovery plan, and making sure people know the risks. Okay, let's try and wrap up this deep dive. We've looked at this really sophisticated, really widespread ad fraud operation, Scallywag, exploiting the hugely popular WordPress platform.
And the key things to remember, I think, are just the sheer scale these threats can reach. That 1.4 billion daily requests figure is genuinely eye-opening. Also, the increasing ingenuity of cybercriminals, how they adapt. And because of that, the absolute importance of using proactive, smarter security measures, like AI, just to keep pace.
Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it? I mean, given how clever operations like Scallywag are, what other parts of our online lives, things that seem totally harmless, might be hiding these complex threats? And this piracy as a service idea, making sophisticated cybercrime easier for more people to get into. What does that mean for the future, for online security, for the trust we put in these platforms? It's definitely something to keep in mind as we all navigate this digital world. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for this deep dive.